The story that I'm going to tell you today, I like to call How I Sued My Stepmom. That was also a joke, but actually it's not, because I actually did sue my stepmom. So before I get started on this story, there are two things that you really need to know. One is sort of the person that I was when I was growing up. I like to describe myself as being an incredibly trusting human being, whereas other people might call me maybe a little bit gullible. For example, my dad and I went catfishing, because he's from Tennessee, and that's what people from Tennessee do. And I was terrified the entire time, because he told me that if once you pull the fish up from the water, that they will actually meow. And the thought of this really terrified me to the point where, like, I was, like, literally any time that there was a tug on the line, I would run away screaming from the thing. And that's just one example of, like, the many things that people sort of talked me into doing. And the second thing that you need to know is, and I'll get started right into the story there, is my mom actually passed away when I was 10 years old from breast cancer. And shortly thereafter, my dad got remarried to a woman who I'm going to refer to as my stepmom for the remainder of the story, to kind of hide her identity. But if you want to know her name, I will tell you after the show, but I just don't feel comfortable broadcasting it in this venue. So, anyways, my dad got remarried. They were only married for a short, my stepmom and my dad were remarried for a very, very short amount of time. And through the time that they were married, she decided that she wanted to adopt me. So she did. And once they determined that the marriage really wasn't working out, they decided to get divorced, as people do when things aren't working. And as part of the divorce, she got custody of me. And the trust fund that I had that was funded through the life insurance policy from my mom, which was about $60,000. So I lived with her from the time that I was about 13 until high school. And life with my stepmom was very materially comfortable. I kind of feel weird standing out here in urban Baltimore talking about this, but we lived in a very posh suburb of Northern Virginia. We had really lavish kind of vacations that we would go on several times a year to New York and to Key West and skiing. And just sort of as an example of this, when I was 16 years old, my stepmom decided to gift me my stepbrother's car, which was a chili red Dodge Durango, I believe the color is. And the most charming part about this car was its license tags, which read D's Nuts. And so, you know, my stepbrother was very enamored with this and loved it so much that he had talked my stepmom into getting a second matching car that the license tags actually said D's Nuts, too, which should tell you a little bit about the kind of person we're dealing with here. So materially, it was really comfortable, but I always felt like I was having to do things to sort of, like, earn her support and her love. She would do things like... I remember being grounded once for something ridiculous as parking on the wrong side of the driveway, which is, you know, I guess sort of a problem to have, but having to clean all of the baseboards because of this. So emotionally, it was a pretty difficult time, as high school generally is for people. But sort of the kicker for this story happened when I was 18, and I came back from Florida, where I was going to a small, very strange school for college. I came back for Christmas break, and she and I had gotten in an argument about the Dodge Durango because she had sold the one that I had been driving and, oh no, decided to sell that car. And so therefore, when I came back, I didn't have a way to get around. She told me that I could borrow her car if I ran some errands, and but she didn't tell me that I had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to do it. So when she asked me if I was going to run these errands at 5:30 in the morning, I was sort of disoriented, kicked off this whole large argument, the result of which was that she kicked me out of her house. So that's excellent. I went to go live with my best friend's family, who are actually like the most incredibly loving people ever. And my best friend's mom was sort of always a second mother to me, and she... really had a very strong sense of injustice and had seen all of this stuff go down with my stepmom and decided that it was time for us to take a stand. So when we met with a lawyer, he decided that we had a case, because when he researched it, he found that once my stepmom had gotten custody of the trust fund, she had actually combined it with her checking account, which is, you know, kind of a weird thing to do. And then she took a year off of work to write a novel called Who Will Love My Daughter? partially inspired by me, but I guess also partially inspired by Sally Field, because I think there was a movie kind of titled that as well. Anyways, so we proceeded with the case, and it was a really, like, really strange time. I don't know if any of you have been ever, like, involved in sort of any, like, civil litigation, but, like, when you're giving depositions, you're I was sitting across the table from her and sort of telling, you know, my side of the story and what had happened, even though my lawyer generally felt like this wasn't necessary because she broke the law when she combined the funds with her checking account. Because in addition to this this amount of money that she received, sort of as a lump sum payout, I guess, from the divorce is, or she took it that way, she was also receiving about $900 a month in survivor's benefits from Social Security, you know, on behalf of my mother, and then $300 from my dad for, whatchamacallit, was that child support? Yeah, child support. He paid that. So it was a lot of money. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who don't even make $1,200 in a month, but yet she was getting that in addition to the amount of money that she received from my trust. And she claimed that she had spent it all throughout the course of this court case. And she had spent it on things like the Dodge Durango and the all the vacations that we went on and all sorts of other stuff that, you know, wasn't my college education. And this all happened in Virginia, which I don't know if you guys know, is kind of like a much more conservative state, I guess I would say, than Maryland is. And so it was a really odd experience. And I remember sitting in the courtroom on the day that we kind of finally came in and had the trial date. And there was my lawyer called pretty much no witnesses because he saw this as very black and white and that, you know, she broke the law and therefore is wrong. And of course we're going to find, ding, ding, ding. Okay. All right, I have 2 minutes and I promise I won't take that much more time. That it was very cut and dry, and that, of course, we were going to win. We didn't need any character witnesses, because as soon as she did this, she sort of broke the law that was set by the divorce decree. My stepmom's lawyer's approach was slightly different. She called a lot of character witnesses who kind of went up there and talked about how much I really adored the D's Nuts car, and how I was the one that was planning, as a 14-year-old, all of these vacations, and all of this kind of sort of crazy stuff. But I guess it worked, because as a result, I ended up losing the case, which actually wasn't that big of a blow, because I felt like just saying that what she had done to me was wrong and standing up for her, or standing up to her and for myself, was really the lesson that I took away from that story, from this whole experience, and finally kind of realizing that I was no longer in the care of any sort of adult that was supposed to be charged with taking care of me, that it was really up to me to figure out how to do things from there on. And I feel like I've done pretty well for myself. I mean, as Jessica said, I'm here in the great state of Baltimore. I finished school. state of Baltimore. When did that happen? So I'm here in the great city of Baltimore. You know, I've got great friends and family around me. And so even though that mountain was really difficult, I'm glad that I finally went and did it and got to the other side. So that's the story of how I sued my stepmom. Thank you.